Okay, so are you ready to get swept away? Because today we are diving deep into Kristen Cast's The Empress.
Oh, I love that book.
Oh, it is such a whirlwind.
Yes.
I can't wait to dig in with you.
I am so excited.
And you know what I really loved about it was how it just blended these familiar contemporary struggles with this whole world of fantasy and magic.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't felt stuck in a rut like Hannah,
Right.
working a job that just sucks the life out of you,
Yeah.
dealing with a less than ideal relationship.
It's so relatable, and Cass doesn't shy away from that either. She really captures that feeling of wanting something more, that
Yes.
yearning for a change, even if you don't know what it is yet.
Oh, exactly. And for Hannah, that change comes in the form of a very special tarot card,
Ooh,
the Empress.
interesting.
It's like this card is a key
Yeah.
unlocking a door to another realm.
I like that. That's a really cool way to think about it. What's fascinating to me is how Cast uses the tarot as more than just this mystical element. It's woven into the fabric of the story,
Yes.
reflecting Hannah's internal journey and hinting at these deeper forces at play.
It's like those talismans you sometimes hear about.
Yeah.
Ordinary objects imbued with extraordinary power.
I like it.
And speaking of extraordinary, let's talk about Towerfall.
Towerfall. The descriptions are so
Oh,
vivid.
they're incredible.
Opulent palaces, vibrant marketplaces, customs that are both strange and intriguing.
Yes.
You can practically feel yourself being transported to another world.
Right. It's like stepping into a Regency-era fairy tale, but with a modern twist. And let's be honest, the culture shock is part of the fun.
Totally.
Imagine a world without smartphones.
Oh my gosh.
Hannah certainly has a moment of, wait, what? When she realizes that's her reality now?
That disconnect from the modern world is so cleverly done.
Yes.
It allows the reader and Hannah to fully immerse themselves in this new environment.
And then, of course, there's Kane.
Ooh la la.
Let's just say he's not your average love interest.
No, he's not.
There's an air of mystery about him, a
Yes.
depth that keeps you guessing.
Keeps you on your toes.
And that whole six children prophecy,
Right.
intriguing to say the least.
Definitely intriguing. His motives are definitely shrouded in mystery. He
Yes.
helps Hannah, but why?
Right.
What's his connection to her, to Towerfall? There's a complexity to his character that keeps you hooked.
Totally agree. And then there's this whole thing about rotting onions.
Rotting
I
onions.
know it sounds bizarre,
It does sound a little strange.
but trust me, it's way more interesting than it sounds.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It ties into this whole idea of alternate realms and the interconnectedness of things,
Okay.
like how everything is kind of like tied together.
Interesting. It's a brilliant metaphor, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It speaks to the idea that there might be these layers of reality just beneath the surface, things we can't see or understand until we're forced to confront them.
Okay, so here's where things start to get really interesting. Hannah's journey isn't all fancy palaces and decadent feasts.
Uh-oh.
There's an undercurrent of danger, a
Ooh.
sense that something is not quite right in Towerfall.
I don't like the sound of that.
Cass does a fantastic job of building suspense.
Yes, she does.
The attack in the town square, the murder of the ambassador.
What?
It makes you realize that this world is not as idyllic as it first appears.
No.
And speaking of things that aren't what they seem, let's talk about the tower itself.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Hannah's drawn to it, and
Okay.
it seems to hold some deeper significance,
Yeah.
both in Towerfall and in the world of Tarot.
So the tower is often associated with upheaval disruption,
Right.
even a kind of necessary destruction that makes way for something new.
Ooh.
And Hannah's arrival in Towerfall definitely coincides with a lot of unrest.
Interesting.
Makes you wonder if she's somehow connected to this impending change.
And let's not forget that hilarious scene where Hannah uses pepper spray against dark magic.
Wait, what? Pepper spray against dark magic?
It's such a perfect example of how Cass blends the ordinary with the extraordinary.
I love that. I love when authors do that. It's a moment that makes you laugh out loud, but it also highlights this clash of worlds,
Yeah.
How do modern sensibilities and tools fare in a realm steeped in ancient magic?
That's a really good question.
It's a question that keeps popping up throughout the story.
And then there's Marion, the only person in Towerfall who seems to offer Hannah genuine friendship.
Oh, that's nice.
Their dynamic is so different from the relationships Hannah had back in her world
Oh,
with
really?
people like Stephanie and Chad.
Okay. Interesting. So Marion provides a really interesting perspective on Towerfall society,
Okay.
particularly the constraints placed on women and this intricate web of power dynamics.
Wow.
And their friendship offers Hannah a sense of belonging that she desperately craves.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's so sweet. But even with Marianne as a friend, Hannah's not exactly on a peaceful vacation in Towerfall.
No, not really.
There's Ivy, who definitely gives off some antagonist vibes,
Huh.
and the connection to Stephanie from Hannah's old life.
Yeah.
That just adds fuel to the fire.
Their rivalry is so interesting, isn't it?
It really is.
It's like it's been transported to this whole other realm, but the core issues are still there. Jealousy, competition, maybe even a bit of insecurity.
And it's not just personal drama.
Right.
Ivy is tied to a much bigger threat.
Oh,
For,
yes.
without giving too much away,
Yeah.
let's just say he's definitely not someone you want to mess with.
I see. So, Four's character is a great example of how cast makes her villains so compelling.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just some mustache-twirling bad guy.
Yeah.
There's a complexity to him, a
Right.
sense that he might even believe he's doing the right thing, even as he's manipulating and controlling everyone around him.
Okay, brace yourself because the climax of this first book is a total roller coaster.
Oh, boy.
We've got a trial, shocking revelations about Four's powers, and a whole lot of action.
Oh, wow.
It's the kind of ending that leaves you breathless and wanting more.
And it's in those final scenes where we really see the symbolism of the rot come into play.
Right?
It's not just about the physical decay that's spreading through Towerfall. It's a reflection of the corruption, the secrets, the darkness that's been festering beneath the surface.
And then, of course, there's Kane.
What about Cain?
His role in all of this is, well, let's just say he's not just a pretty face.
I knew there had to be more to him than that. What I love about Cain is that he challenges Hannah.
Yes.
He pushes her to see her own strength, her own potential. He doesn't try to rescue her. He helps her become the kind of person who can rescue herself.
And their romance.
Oh my goodness.
Phew, talk about chemistry. But it's not just about the physical attraction. There's
Yeah.
real emotional connection there, a sense that they understand each other in a way they've never experienced before.
Their relationship is definitely a highlight of the book. It's passionate, but it's also built on respect and trust. And
Exactly.
that scene in the cabin, pure magic.
Oh, and then there's that twist at the very end.
Wait, there's a twist?
It involves the Empress card.
No way.
And it raises so many questions about Cain's motives and what he truly believes.
Like, what?
Did he want Hannah to stay in Towerfall all along? Was he manipulating her? Or is there something else going on entirely?
It's a brilliant move on Cast's part. Just when you think you have everything figured out, she throws in this curveball that makes you question everything you thought you knew.
And it all leads to the big question.
Okay.
Does Hannah choose to stay in Towerfall or return to her old life?
Ooh, good question.
That's the cliffhanger Cast leaves us with. And it's pure torture.
I love how she doesn't give us an easy answer. It forces you to think about what you would do in Hannah's situation. Would you choose familiarity and comfort, or would you risk everything for a chance at love adventure and a life that feels truly authentic?
It's so tempting to just blurt out what happens, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Yeah.
Let's just say Hannah's journey back to her world is not as simple as she expects.
Exactly. It's not just about physically returning home.
Right.
It's about figuring out who she's become and where she truly belongs. And that's something we can all relate to no matter what realm we call home.
Yeah, it's almost like she's gone through this like intense transformative experience in Towerfall.
Right.
But the real world hasn't caught up yet.
Exactly. It's like she's speaking a different language now, one that her old life doesn't quite understand.
Right.
And that creates this really interesting tension.
And you see it play out in her relationships,
Yeah.
like with Jade, her boss.
Oh, yeah.
Before Towerfall, Hannah would have just put up with Jade's demanding and often unreasonable behavior.
Right.
But now she's pushing back, setting boundaries.
There's a new sense of confidence in her, a
Yes.
willingness to stand up for herself that wasn't there before.
Exactly.
And it's not just with Jade.
No.
Even her interactions with Chad, her ex, are different.
Oh, that scene where she finally kicks him out of her apartment.
Yeah.
So satisfying.
Right. It's like she's finally shedding that old skin, letting go of the people and situations that no longer serve her.
Yes.
But even as she's navigating these changes, there's still this pull towards Towerfall.
The Empress card is a constant reminder of everything she left behind, both the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And those lingering questions about Cain and his motives, they definitely keep you on the edge of your seat.
I love how Cass doesn't shy away from the complexities of love and betrayal.
Oh, no.
It's not always black and white.
Right.
Sometimes the people who hurt us the most are also the ones we care about deeply.
And that's what makes Hannah's final decision so compelling.
Right?
Does she stay in a world that feels safe and familiar,
Right.
even if it means sacrificing a part of herself? Or does she take a leap of faith and embrace the unknown, even if it means facing danger and heartbreak.
It's a choice that resonates with anyone who's ever felt torn between two paths, two versions of themselves.
Yes.
And the best part is Cass doesn't give us a neat and tidy answer.
No.
It's up to the reader to imagine what happens next, to decide what ending feels right for Hannah.
So to wrap things up, we've got portals, political intrigue, a healthy dose of romance, and a heroine who's discovering her true potential, all set against the backdrop of a world inspired by the mystical symbolism of tarot.
It sounds amazing.
The Empress is a wild ride from start to finish.
What fascinates me is how Cast blends these seemingly disparate elements. Contemporary anxieties, the allure of fantasy, and the ancient wisdom of the tarot. Into a story that feels both relatable and utterly captivating.
Yes.
It's a story that stays with you long after you finish reading it.
If you're looking for a book that will sweep you away to another world, challenge your assumptions, and leave you wanting more, then you definitely need to check out The Empress.
Imagine yourself in Hannah's shoes. Would you stay in Towerfall or return to the life you knew? What would you be willing to sacrifice for love, for purpose, for a chance to create a life that truly reflects who you are?